Nolte, trans-American who fled to Netherlands now fears violence from Muslim migrants. By John Nolte on July 14, 2026. The Dutch town of Ter Apel has a population of just 10,000 and was just sabotaged by its own government. Over 2,200 asylum seekers were dumped on this town, most of them young, Muslim men. The center used to house asylum seekers tops out at 2,000. So, according to local news reports, between 40 and 100 asylum seekers have spent their days outside the center. Naturally, this influx of hostile foreigners who are not interested in integrating has deteriorated conditions. Violence has become enough of a problem that the Red Cross and the Dutch Council for Refugees have withdrawn their aid workers from the grounds around the Ter Apel asylum reception after rising violence, culminating in two stabbings last week, have left the area too dangerous to continue operating in. The two organizations had spent 7 weeks handing out meals, water, and blankets to people with nowhere to go during the day. And their thanks for this humanitarian work? Both said they could no longer guarantee the safety of aid workers or the people they were helping. The report adds that those two stabbings left two people injured, followed weeks of fights and rising tension in the summer heat. Well, guess who fled Trump's evil and oppressive America for asylum among the oh-so-progressive Dutch? That would be this guy. It's scary. It's legitimately scary. I decided that my mental health is degrading so substantially, being here, that I just need to get out, the dude in a dress said. The situation I have in the US as a trans person, not good, right? But here I will be hurt or killed. He adds that, it is too dangerous to walk from here to the grocery store because of the people who live in the camp. They are, a bunch, of refugees, who think queer people should be beaten. Let's hope this guy gets out okay. Still, this is yet another example of the lunacy of the Queers for Palestine movement, which is made up of a lot of ignorant people who have no idea of the hostility too many in the Muslim religion hold against them, and have been brainwashed into believing that not being celebrated and affirmed, and the act of misgendering, are the same as violence. In America, transsexuals are met with indifference, and have been since the founding of America. It was only when these lunatics began to demand we affirm them that things got a little tense. What had been a live and let live pact between transsexuals and the rest of us was violated by the transsexuals, not us. Even so, only a dummy believes he's oppressed in America, and only a supertard would flee America believing he'd find less oppression elsewhere. Again, the threat against this man is real, so I hope the poor guy doesn't get hurt. Americans might not call him ma'am, but we don't want to see him bullied. Or worse.